السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Tonight's majlis of zikr, we commence with an Aat Sharif upon Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, composed by Arif Billah Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuhum, which you have heard many a times. But so many people are just returning from Madina Tayyiba, having made ziyarat of Rasool-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, Man zara qabri ba'da wafati faka'annama zara ni fi hayati. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wa sallam. So they made ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam.
رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. جب نظر آئے وہ سبز گنبد، کہہ کے صلی علی جم جائے.
I've explained this Naat Sharif many times. رنگ لائیں گی کب میری آہیں، پھر مدینے کی جانب کو جائے. When will these tears of mine be accepted in the court of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, so that I may be blessed once again with a journey towards Madina Tayyiba? Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salli ala jum jaye. When that green dome comes in sight, then my ecstasy, my joy, my happiness knows no bounds and no limits. In that ecstasy and joy, I increase the recitation of durood and salam. In that ecstasy and joy, I increase salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sighting of the green dome from a distance
takes away all my pain and problem and suffering, removes from me all kind of grief and sorrow, the excitement and the happiness that it brings cannot be described in words. The vocabulary of the languages of the world do not have that kind of vocab in which it can be described. For the true ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just the sighting of the green dome from a distance is sufficient to transport him to a different world. And for the person who has just got Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's ishq and muhabbat on his lips, he sings a lot about the praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. He engages in a lot of discussion and talks, but the proof of that ishq is not in his life. Then it will be another trip. Then it will be another visit to Madina Sharif. Then it will be just how people go and tour other parts of the world. So they went on a tour of Madina Sharif. That person will go up and down, thousands of times. But there will be no reformation, no transformation, no change, no revolution in his life. And if he hasn't taken effect from Madina Sharif and the surroundings of Madina Sharif and the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he hasn't taken effect himself, then where can we expect people around him to take any kind of effect? The people in his home, they will still go on cursing that this person, as he went, he came back. His clients and customers, they will go on cursing that this person became worse than what he went. His neighbors will say that where did this person go and come back from? Where is that akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life? Where is that mal of Madina Sharif, as I always say, in his life? He went to Madina Sharif, he brought some gold and silver jewelry, he brought a lot of clothing, lots of ornaments and lots of other gadgets that are manufactured in other parts of the world. And don't misunderstand me, it is not haram to make purchases. But what I am saying is that that is not the mal of Madina Sharif. Where is that mal of Madina Sharif? People want to see that in our lives. Not bragging how many times we went there and how many times we came from there. It is not a status symbol. So many people make hajj upon hajj. They haven't missed in the last 40 years, 50 years, one single hajj. And up till now, they haven't got the tawfiq of keeping beard on their faces. How many times they stood at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and shed tears there also. And how many times at the Multazam they shed tears. But the environment and its effect does not allow them to make pabands of sunnah. So what is that? That kind of ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not accepted in the court of Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So when we are saying, jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, kehke salli ala jhoom jaye. So we have to understand that we can say that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but does he love us? It is not a one-way traffic. We are saying we love him, but when will he love us? Is there any other route to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's love or to the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam besides obedience to Allah and his Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teachings?
रंग लाएंगी कब मेरी आहें फिर मदीने की जानिब को जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले आला झूम जाए जब नजर आए वो सब्ज गुंबद कह के सल्ले आला झूम जाए। सो
So all of us must make dua, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us there. But at the same time, we have to be very, very concerned. We have to look at our lives. Where are we? What progress have we made in our spiritual lives? Have we taken off from the ground, or are we still like that speck of dust? Just rises a little and comes back onto the ground. How much change and reformation has taken place since our last trip, if we have made. And if we haven't made, then it does not mean that the person is a very sinful person. He is rejected by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It does not mean that. Great, great awliya of the world were not able to make it to Madina Sharif. But every second of their life they were in Madina Sharif. Sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in their lives was being within Madina Sharif. When they got up, from the time that they got up to the time that they went to sleep, how did my Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam eat? How did he drink? How did he walk? How did he talk to people? How did he associate with the family? How did he treat his neighbors? How did he treat the little ones and the young ones? How did he conduct himself with those who were elderly? How he assisted and helped the people in their problems, in their difficulties and in their hardships? How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, although he was masoom and sinless. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when in his salat, then it was as if he has left this world. So these people, the awliya-i-kiram, so many around the world, they emulate Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but they haven't been able to go to Madina Sharif. But they are still the mehboob of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wherever a person may be, there are many, many poor people who cannot afford the trip. So they do not have to be disappointed and think that only those who are going, then they are very, very fortunate people. Indeed, it is a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But those who go, they must never ever think that it's a kind of a status symbol. That one more feather on their cap. They must be more worried, more concerned. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can question on the day of judgment that I gave you so much of opportunities. How many times I gave you the opportunity to go there and make tawbah from your sins and to return to me, to cry at the multazam and under the mizab rahmat. And after drinking zamzam and in the hatim and in the mataf and touching the rukne yamani and on Safa and Marwa, on Mina, in Mina, Arafat and Muzdalifa, so many places I gave you to cry and to return to me, and so many opportunities I gave to you. There were so many others that could have also been blessed with that, but I gave to you. What did you do with your life? What changes did you bring about in your life? So they have to be even more concerned. It's not for bragging, it's not for just pride and show. Humble ourselves. We must humble ourselves. Humility, more humility must come in our hearts. The more tawfiq Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us. In the Monday night majlis, those who were not here, try and get a copy of that tape. And inshallah it will stir our hearts. How many people piety came in their lives. A little bit of taqwa came. They gave up some sins. They came on track. They started obeying Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then again, pride came. Arrogance came. Vanity and ujub came. And what a slide in their lives. What a dramatic change. Unbelievable. People would have never expected that such people could have changed and somersaulted from a position of dignity and honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given to them. So who are we? Ordinary people. And I gave in that majlis again that example of that huge snake Jalaluddin Rumi, Rahmatullah, they give their example, that huge snake that the person found, a big python or cobra. And because of the very cold, freezing weather, so that snake was appearing to be dead. But it was not lifeless, there was still life in it. The only thing is because of that cold weather, it was shrunk. So this person dragged that snake and went around to the villages and he made money. He started telling everybody, see what a great person I am. Can anybody catch a huge snake like this? Look at my expertise and look at my greatness. So people used to watch and they say, huge snake like this, this person caught. Must be a real expert. But after some time when the sun shone, and the warmth of the rays of the sun affected the body of the snake. The snake raised its head, and the very first person to run for his life was the very same catcher. Because he had just brought it, it was appearing lifeless, but there's a lot of life in it. That's exactly our condition, that we give up some sins and we think the nafs is dead. Agar ye farishta bhi ho jaye to isse badguma rehna. Even if this nafs becomes farishta, then too we must have no trust and confidence. One little sin that we were indulging in the past, must just get a taste of that sin again, and the person is gone. How many people, they say, he had a relapse. What is relapse? Relapse is not only in drugs. Different kinds of sins which people gave up. But a little bit of taste of those sins again, the warmth comes and the nafs enjoys that and life once again comes into that so-called dead nafs. It's never dead. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must protect us.
Rang laayengi kab meri aahein phir madine ki janib ko jaayein. Rang laayengi kab meri aahein, phir madine ki janib ko jaayein. Jab nazar aaye wo sabz gumbad, keh ke salle ala jhoom jaayein.
May Allah bless us all with that ecstasy, that joy and that happiness of sighting the green dome and ziyarat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam.
Jab huzuri ka alam aata ho, unko afsana-e-gham sunaye. Jab huzuri ka alam aata ho, unko afsana-e-gham sunaye. Ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke ye mange duaye. Ab na jana ho gar humko wapas, chupke ye mange duaye.
When we get the opportunity of standing at the Rauza Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then we pour our heart out. We beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness of our sins. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, oh my beloved Allah, don't return me home from this Mubarak city, from this Mubarak land. Make me the patch of the earth of Madina Sharif. Bless me with a few inches of space in the graveyard of Madina Sharif. Make me the neighbors, make me the neighbor of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 10,000 to 15,000 of whom are in Baqi, and thousands of other great Sahaba اولیاء، تابعین، تبع تابعین، اب نہ جانا ہو گر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. But who can make that dua? Take qasam and ask ourselves that am I truly sincere in that dua, even if I am making whilst I'm in Madina Sharif? Or am I concerned what's going to happen to my wife who has come with me, and what's going to happen to these children that I've brought with me, and what's going to happen to those properties that I left behind there, and what's going to happen to that business, and what's going to happen to that gold and silver investments that I've made? Are we truly sincere when we make that dua there? Who can make that dua sincerely? Only that person who has emptied his heart of the love of everything else besides Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Only that person. Then that person will say that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the Malik, he is the Khaliq. Whilst I was living, it was my duty to take care of my children, to take care of my family, to look after the business and to do everything else, to earn halal livelihood. It was my duty, so I was doing it. But after I am dead, then it's not my duty anymore. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he has taken care of millions of orphans and destitute and poverty stricken, and millions of people manage their businesses were taken over by family members and others. So if he empties his heart of the love and attachment to these things, he makes use of it. It's a world of means, we make use of it. But if we are going there also and our heart is still attached to everything of the world, then can we make dua like that? اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. So you make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses me also with a heart which has been emptied of the muhabbat of everything else except the muhabbat of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that when I am standing there with deep hearted sincerity, I can make the same dua. اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس. What are we going to live in this world and gain? What is it that we are seeing in this world that is of so much of enjoyment? Nothing but murders, killings, robberies, hijacking, earthquakes, gale force winds, cyclones, storms, fights, quarrels, arguments, restlessness, anxieties, worries, problems, depression, suppression, oppression. What else are we seeing? So if a person is blessed with burial in Baqi, then is it a bad bargain? And if Allah Ta'ala brings us back, then again we continue with the ibadat, zikr, tilawat, everything else, and keep making dua again.
جب حضوری کا عالم آتا ہو ان کو افسانہ غم سنائے، اب نہ جانا ہو گھر ہم کو واپس، چپ کے چپ کے یہ مانگے دعائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پہ لٹائے. تیرے در پر میرا سر ہو یا رب، جان اس طرح تجھ پر لٹائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے. مجھ کو اپنا بنا لو کرم سے، ملتزم پر یہ مانگے دعائے.
Oh Allah, make me yours. That is the dua that we make at the Multazam. We ask and we beg for everything else. As I mentioned, that is a very true incident. The one person was begging at the Multazam, elderly person from one of the Asian, from one of the other countries. Says, Ya Allah, custom walo ko andha kar de ke mera saman wo na dekh paaye. The person had bought a lot of jewelry, gold and other things. So now at the multazam, making dua, custom walo ko andha kar de. In other words, they must be blinded, they must not see. When they open my bag also, they must. Now is multazam for making duas to make custom people blind. Which means that we do so much of buying, so much of shopping, so much of things we try to smuggle into the country, then we have to speak lies everywhere. Everywhere the person has to speak lies, lies, lies. Then what kind of an umrah or hajj is that? Jaise mujhko apna bana lo karam se multazam par ye mange duaye. As you hear every Thursday night in the zikr majlis, agar ek tu nahi mera to koi shay nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Oh my beloved Allah, if you are not mine, nothing is mine. If you are mine, everything is mine. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi. اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں, میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں. وہ ہو جائے میرا, میں ہو جاؤں اس کا, یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں. That is what we ask. And whilst making tawaf, the person says, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم. جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم. جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ انبیاء, جس سے چپکے تھے کل سینہ اے انبیاء. میرے سینے کو حاصل ہے وہ ملتزم, کہاں میری قسمت طواف حرم. جس زمین پر چلے تھے نبی کے قدم, وے ان مائی قسمت ٹو واک آن دیٹ گراؤنڈ آن وچ واکڈ مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام, آن وچ گراؤنڈ دا فیٹ آف مائی بلوڈ نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام. And that multazam where the chest of all the Nabis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala attach themselves. Today the sinful servant of yours, O my Allah, is attaching himself at the multazam, raising his hands and saying, O Allah, enough, enough. I have committed enough sins in my life. Forgive me. I don't wish to return to them again. Become mine and make me yours. That is multazam. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us tawfiq. Inshallah, on some other time we'll read the balance. This much is sufficient for those who are going and for those who have come and those who intend going in future. It's for everybody. And those who cannot make it, then wherever we are, the lessons are the same. Allah ta'ala is everywhere. Deep down the ocean, Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the stomach of the whale, in the darkness of the night and darkness of the ocean, he calls to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ اللَّهُ إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Look at the consolation Allah Ta'ala gives. Look at the hope that Allah Ta'ala gives. They don't lose hope. Hazrat Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the darkness of the stomach of the whale, darkness of the night, darkness of the ocean. And when he is calling me, I am listening to him. فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. We responded to his call. We removed his distress. And then Allah Ta'ala says, that is how we will go on giving salvation to the believers. Wherever the believer is, if he is in darknesses upon darknesses, environment darkness, music, rave club, disco, cinemas, films, theatres, nakedness, nudity and obscenity and shamelessness and everything is around. But this servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he calls out to Allah, I seek your protection, O Allah. Strengthen my iman in you. Strengthen my yaqeen that you are watching every move and every action of mine. And see how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will find a way out for this person. Allah ta'ala did not go to sleep. Allah ta'ala knows there's going to be a dawr or fitna, the type of which we are living in. Turn towards him. Beg of him. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with istiqamat in our deen and with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu.
اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ اللہ
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. ہوا وہ حرص والا دل بدل دے, میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے, بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے, خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے. گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے, بدل دے میرا رستہ دل بدل دے. سنوں میں نام تیرا دھڑکنوں میں, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے, مزہ آ جائے مولا دل بدل دے. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله واصحابه اجمعين. يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار العيوب غفار الذنوب الله. Oh my most beloved Allah, most loving Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving caring Allah, most tolerant Allah. Oh my most beneficent, most merciful Allah. Oh my most generous, most kind Allah. Oh my most loving Allah. Oh my most beautiful Allah. Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Zal Jalali Wal Ikram. Forgive each and every one of us. We are extremely sinful servants of yours. My beloved Allah, day and night we use your bounties, your ne'mats for your disobedience. From the time we became of age up till now, how much of haram we have seen with our eyes, how much of haram we have listened with our ears, how much of haram we have spoken with our tongues, how much of haram we have touched with our hands, how many haram places we have walked with our feet. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of haram thoughts and ideas came into our minds. It is just your tolerance, my beloved Allah, that you did not destroy us there and then when we were disobeying you and displeasing you. If there had been another Allah, he would have destroyed us. He would have ordered the earth to open and swallow each and every one of us. But my beloved Allah, you don't like giving punishment. You don't love giving punishment. You dearly love forgiveness. You want us to return to you. You want us to seek forgiveness for our sins, our shortcomings, our weaknesses, our faults. My beloved Allah, we are living in times of fitna. We are being lashed by storms of fitnas from our right, our left, in front of us and behind us, pouring from the satellites above us. But my beloved Allah, we don't have the courage to distance ourselves from those fitnas. Who is there to protect us and safeguard us besides you? Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs and shaitan, so that we distance ourselves from all the fitnas. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to believe in you firmly, strongly. Strengthen our iman. Ya Allah, give us the realization that you are watching each and every movement of ours. That our life is in your control, our sight, our hearing, our speech, everything is in your control. Ya Allah, daily we listen of young, fit, healthy people suddenly departing from this world. No signs of any weakness. Suddenly the angel of death comes and takes them away. How many have died in earthquakes, in floodwaters, in storms? How many have died in bomb blasts? How many have died in firing and shooting? How many have died in accidents? Ya Allah, all those who died with Iman, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Fill their graves with Noor. Overlook their shortcomings and faults. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. But give us the tawfiq to take lessons from their departure. That our life too will soon end. No one has any guarantee how long he will live on the surface of this earth. The knowledge of what is going to happen the very next second is with you. My beloved Allah, we can only make plans, but if you plan to dispose of our plans, then no plan of ours will work. Ay mere Allah, hamare hal par raham farma. You dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners that turn towards you with repentance. Ya Allah, you give them the status of muttaqi. You equate them with those who have got great piety and taqwa. Those sinful ones like us, if we have to make sincere tawbah from our sins. What a great favor and ihsan of yours that Ya Allah, even for the sinners you have given so much of hope, so much of hope. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Give us the enjoyment and the taste that is in your ma'rifat, in your yaqeen, in your muhabbat, in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Give us some taste, my beloved Allah, of the sweetness of iman, of the sweetness of iman, so that we distance ourselves from everything that is displeasing to you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, we have only tasted sins and nothing else. Yet there is no sweetness in sins. It brings nothing but misery, restlessness, anxieties, worries, depression and problems. My beloved Allah, give us the himmat and courage. Hawa wo hirs wala dil badal de. Mera ghaflat mein dooba dil badal de. Badal de. Dil ki dunya. Dil badal de. Khudaya fazl farma dil badal de. خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے گنہگاری میں کب تک عمر کاٹوں
How long, my beloved Allah, are we going to walk like hypocrites on the surface of this earth? How long are we going to disobey you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How long are we going to be in discos and cinemas and rave clubs and drugs and porn sites and filthy movies? How long? A day is going to come in our lives when our eyes will be shut. They will open no more. Ya Allah, our hands will be able to touch those illicit beloveds no more. Our lips will be able to kiss no more. Our feet will be able to walk to those rave clubs and discos and cinemas no more. Who is going to help us and assist us at that moment in our life? When death angel is going to strike the sword on our necks. Our glasses will be removed, without which we could not read, we could not see. Our watches will be removed. The jewelry from the body of the women will be removed. Our clothes, if they are tight fitting, will be sliced with the scissors. We will be turned backwards and forwards. Water of mayyat will be poured above our bodies. People around us will be discussing our lives. My beloved Allah, before the water of mayyat is poured above our bodies, let us pour the water of tawbah above our hearts. Before the garment of kafan is put above our bodies, let us put the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Become pleased with us. Humse razi ho ja, razi ho ja, razi ho ja. Ya Allah, we are sick and ailing. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Cures of all our ailments, sicknesses and diseases, spiritual and physical. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Ya Allah, whosoever is sick and ailing, whether they are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes, amongst us, bless them with complete shifa from all ailments. We know that sometimes sicknesses, diseases, poverty, ill health, weakness can be a blessing in disguise. But we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us, my beloved Allah. Forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, make us yours and become ours. Those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove their difficulties. Those who are unemployed, bless them with halal and pakiza employment. Ya Allah, those whose earnings are insufficient, bless them with plenty of barakat in their earnings. Those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, Ya Allah, in these times of fitna, protect their children from all kinds of immorality, shamelessness, indecency. Give us the tawfiq to give the children proper upbringing. Protect our children from all fitnas, my Allah. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious and righteous marriage partners. Those who are married, Ya Allah, bless them with unity and happiness in their marriage. Every home, my beloved Allah, seems to be on fire. Because of our evil actions and our deeds, Ya Allah, our lives have become full of pain and full of disunity and dissatisfaction. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Oh my beloved Allah, when the time of our death comes, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theatre, popping drugs in our mouth, bottle of wine in our hands, or with some woman in an illicit relationship. Ya Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah. let our souls depart. Let our janaza be in Masjid-e-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let our burial be in Baqi. Ya Allah. When the winds of rahmat blow so that we may be forgiven, that is why we are seeking Madina Sharif. We know we are not deserving of it. But what is it that we were deserving? You blessed us everything with your ihsan, with your favor. Ya Allah, if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, in our lives, in our time and in every ni'mat and bounty of yours. When our homes are on interest, our carpets on interest, our furniture on interest, our clothing on interest, our groceries and food items purchased on interest, the cars that we drive on interest, how can we then expect barakat in our lives and barakat in our homes and barakat with our families? Give us the realization that there is no barakat in haram. Why should we go towards haram when there is no shortage of halal in your treasures? Ya Allah, protect us and safeguard us from taking interest, giving interest, from gambling, from adultery, from fornication. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made du'as for us, especially in Hajjatul Wida. With his 124,000 companions. Mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajr-e-Aswad ko chum karke jo manga tha. Rukn-e-Yamani chu karke jo manga tha. Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha. The duas that he made in Mataf. The duas that he made in the Hatim. The duas that he made under the Mizab-e-Rahmat. میرے پیارے نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ملتزم سے چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا. At the multazam, how much he teared. That masoom, sinless Nabi, for the sake of his ummat, his beard became wet with his tears. His ihram became wet with his tears. How much he loved his ummat. That ummat, my Allah, for whom he cried so much, for whom so much of his blood was shed. In cinemas, in discos, in theatres, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud, and in all kinds of haram. And that Nabi of yours, my Allah, is crying at the multazam for that ummah. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made behind the Muqami Ibrahim, after drinking zamzam, on Safa and Marwa, at Mina, and in Arafat from Zohar till Maghrib, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended his Mubarak hands and cried for the Ummah. And at Muzdalifa, Ya Allah, all the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for us, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our families with that goodness. Bless the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين